Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about creating boundaries in our relationships. How do we create boundaries? What are boundaries? And why are they important to establish in all of our relationships? I think many times we think about boundaries in only romantic relationships, but that's just not true. In all relationships, we have to have some type of groundwork, some type of rules, regulations, aka boundaries, that we live by. And I find that in the beginning of a relationship, it's a lot easier to establish a boundary than waiting longer down the road. The longer we wait, the more established a relationship becomes, the harder it can be to put in boundaries. Why? Because we haven't had boundaries before. It's not anything that we've dealt with. It's odd. It's weird. And usually because it's something that is a new thing, it can be hard to implement. Is it impossible? No, not impossible. But definitely, the longer a relationship is gone without boundaries, the tougher it'll be to establish and to keep consistent. You know, I find it interesting because when we talk about boundaries, a lot of times we can be confused as to what a boundary is and how we create a boundary and how we figure out what our boundaries are. You know, it's not just something just whimsical. Our boundaries come from a lot of deep thought, direct thought, honest understanding of who we are and what we believe we stand for. And I find that many of us, you know, agree with certain things, certain things about the value of life and the value of animals and the value of our planet and the value of respect and the value of these various things that we agree on. Now, some of us don't, and some of us see things very differently. However, we have to realize that even if it's an issue of humanity or if it's an issue of respect, we've got to see eye to eye to some degree, or at least we need to have our boundaries in place so that when the other person doesn't see eye to eye with us and does something that hurts us or is antithetical to our values, that we actually stick up for it and say something. I found that we have to choose our own path and we can't follow anybody in this path. I find that sometimes it's scary because we follow our friends or we follow someone in a relationship or whatever we're doing, but we're not really thinking clearly. We're following other people, we're accepting that reality, and sometimes in that acceptance of reality, it goes against our values. Sometimes in acceptance of that reality, it actually interferes with our life. Maybe it upsets us, it angers us, maybe it causes resentment. So how do we begin to create these boundaries in our relationship? Well, before we can really think about how we can create it, we have to think about what they are. So how do we begin thinking about what our boundaries are? That's a good question. You know, the first thing that we can do is honestly understand what do we value and what do we cherish in our life, because what we value and what we cherish are very important. And that literally defines who we are. So if we value let's say marriage, or we value security, or we value independence of thought and action, where we're allowed to do what we want and make our own choices, that's important. And when you find yourself being controlled or being told what to do, that's probably antithetical to your values, and we have to put our foot down. Oftentimes, though, what happens is we don't really realize that that's a value, and so we just accept that reality, right? We accept that reality, and we move on with our life. Oftentimes, maybe feeling a little upset, maybe resentful, maybe angry, because we didn't get to do what we wanted to do. We didn't get to make our choice. Instead, we were told what we're going to do. And these are things that are very important, because, see, what happens here is that, sure, we cannot stand up for our values once. That's fine, but if we continue to do that, it becomes a slippery slope. Also, we begin to lose our identity, right? So if we don't stand up for what we believe in, we lose our identity. And when we lose our identity, right, what happens is that we become part of another person. We become part of another situation, but we're not running our lives. We're not in charge anymore. Okay, and a lot of times then we have a lot of anger from being not in charge. The other thing is that all of a sudden the other person feels as though they have the right to basically choose for you. And even if it's subconscious, they begin to make changes or choices or question your choices because they're not their choices. I've realized that sometimes when I begin to work with folks, I'll say my mother is overbearing, or my father's overbearing, or my sister's overbearing, or my spouse is overbearing. They feel like I have to do whatever they want me to do. And we actually go back and excavate this. And at one point in time, they were allowing this person to determine their fate. They were not able to take on or to create their own reality. They were actually following this person and or asking this person every time, am I doing the right thing? Is this what I should be doing? And basically giving their power to the other person, right? And so eventually that person's going to take the power role, right? If you keep giving it to me, eventually someone's going to take it. That's just human nature. But it's interesting, too, because they say, well, this person seems to always tell me what to do. Well, they feel like it's okay for them to tell you what to do because you've been allowing it for all this time. And so it's interesting when we begin to realize some of the things that we've been doing in our life and how those things that we've been doing have actually gotten in the way of us living our true life, of us living true to who we are. I find that it's a lot easier to begin to establish boundaries in the very beginning of a relationship because that means that this is the relationship. This is how the relationship is. This is what you expect in the relationship. These are your choices. These are your thoughts. Right? This is very important. And through this process, we're able to basically not only explore ourselves, but look at relationships, understand, okay, what is working, what's not. And so let's take, for example, one particular value. Let's take the value of being able to have independent thought, being able to have your own emotions, for example, and being able to express those emotions. It's very important because many of us are in relationships, and I know that some of you that are listening to the show today are maybe in relationships where when you try to express yourself, the other person either shuts you down, goes silent, gets angry, accelerates the conversation, or leaves, or maybe even perhaps makes fun of what you're talking about, or makes light of it, or says that you're thinking too much, or you're feeling too much, or you wear your feelings on your sleeve, or you take things too personally. And see, I want you to think about that, because if that's something that's affecting your life right now, that's an important thing to think about, because if you're unable to express your thoughts in a safe way, if you're unable to express your emotions in a safe way, we have a unique problem. And usually what's happened is that this has been conditioned for years upon years because it didn't happen overnight. We accepted the reality of that person not accepting what we were saying. Maybe we kind of swept it under the rug and then we began to walk on eggshells, right? Because we couldn't communicate how we felt. Perhaps when we did try to communicate, there was something that would come up or they would make us feel bad about having that thought or feeling that way or maybe make light of it. And so you started questioning your own reality. Maybe I am taking things too seriously. Maybe I don't have a sense of humor. You see what I'm saying? The list goes on. So how do we augment that? How do we change it? How do we move forward? So the first thing I want you to begin to do, which is very different from, I think, the way that most people think about this concept, is that I need you to really think about what really matters to you. I mean, on a daily basis, what are the things that go through your head? You know, I was looking at some interesting stuff with the Chapman University online, and they were talking about fear, right? And they were talking about America's top fears. In 2018, I think, is the latest. Lots happened since then, but is the latest top 10 fears. And it's interesting. And the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, some of our greatest fears can be some of the things that we really need to work on. Those can be some of the things that we actually need to create boundaries with, but also some of the things that are very important to us. Things in the world that are very important to us. And that's one of the things that's interesting is that if you're with somebody that has some of the same values as you, for example, maybe you both care about the environment, or maybe you both are very caring about, you know, having clean drinking water or whatever it looks like, you can interact with one another and have that conversation, which is so great. Now, if the other person doesn't feel that way, I can be very challenging to present how you feel. It can also be a little overwhelming, and it's fine to be able to have a good debate, and I'm not against that because we can't always see eye to eye, and we don't always want to think the same things because that's no fun. But at the same time, I think at the core, what we value needs to be somewhat similar. And that's something to really think about when you go into new relationships and you meet new folks and you have new friendships and all that stuff, is that when you're going into that, it's like really analyzing, you know, does this person really connect with my values? And it's okay if you don't see eye to eye on everything, but does that person really understand where I'm coming from? Or do they actually make fun of or see the problem in my thought process? Think about it. You have some relationships where you have nice sparring and debates, but at the core you believe a lot of the same things. Like you believe in, you know, certain things about education. You believe in having a safe, you know, environment. You believe in this and that. You believe in, you know, taking care of animals and that sort of thing. And that's a very big thing for you. And so finding someone else that also feels the same way is very practical. Okay? Because why should we argue the stuff at the core that matters to us most? Why should we try to show the value of what we think to something that really matters to us so much? It's almost like, why do we need to battle out those battles when that should be kind of, I don't know, kind of part of the core? That should already be kind of there. That should be something that we don't have to necessarily battle out. It's something that we can actually see eye to eye with and then, you know, talk about some of the other options. Talk about some of the other things that maybe we don't agree with or able to debate on. I feel that also it's like when we think about a lot of the relationships that many of us have, a lot of the long-term relationships, we have a lot of old friends that we really, really enjoy, but sometimes those relationships don't augment or change because we're not really working on augmenting and changing the relationship as far as, you know, making, you know, talking about the way that we want to and finding that commonality, finding that communication, that ability to communicate, and being able to even communicate deeper with those older relationships, those more mature relationships we have, by really exploring who we are. I find that many of these relationships, these old friendships, can get stuck in a pattern, can get stuck in a way, right? Where we get stuck in, we keep doing the same thing over and over again, we don't evolve. And I find that until we actually project who we are and what we value into a relationship, we really don't, and we are really unable to evolve because the other person isn't able to project how they feel or what they value because they don't see the right time to put that in. And I find that sometimes we have to be the person that opens up that line of communication, opens up that deeper communication, allows for that type of depth to be had in this relationship. And I think any relationship, no matter how old it's been, can really benefit from, you know, creating more of that open dialogue and being able to make yourself vulnerable and put yourself out there, which I think is so valuable and is not done as much as possible. I think we have to get to that point where we're allowed to be vulnerable because, you know, vulnerability is being honest. Vulnerability is putting yourself out there in a genuine, authentic way and allowing it to be. And when we create these values and understand our values for which we stand, it really helps us because then that helps us to understand our boundaries. That helps us to understand where we are. That helps us to understand, you know, the direction that we're going in our life. That helps us to understand the pathway. That helps us to see our pathway and begin to understand it at such a rich level. It also helps us to begin to recognize other people's pathways and to see the value in their choices as well. Because when we're able to see the value in our choices, we're able to see the value in other people's choices. So when I return, we'll be talking more about establishing boundaries, how to do it, what it feels like when you don't have the proper boundaries, what happens eventually in relationships that have no boundaries. Because sometimes we can get scared about putting out boundaries because we think we might lose the relationship, but actually we might lose the relationship without creating boundaries. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're exploring boundaries. We're understanding what boundaries are. How do we establish boundaries? Where do we create these boundaries? But what happens if we don't? What happens if we don't in a relationship where we don't create boundaries? What happens in those specific relationships? And that's always a good question. Because I find that many of our relationships, we don't establish boundaries from the get-go. And what happens is we end up having to backtrack, right? Over time, we have to create boundaries in this relationship because things aren't going smoothly. Things aren't working. There's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of headache. And there's not a lot of seeing eye to eye. And I know many of you say, hey, I get it, Ashley. That's where I'm at. I'm in the boat where I'm in a relationship. I've been in it for a long time. I haven't put any boundaries down. I haven't set any rules, regulations, and now I'm dealing with it. So how do I go backwards? And it starts with being certain on what your boundaries are. So it starts with, like I was talking about in the first segment, how we were talking about understanding what you stand for, what your values are. Essentially, your values are your boundaries, right? Things that you will and won't do. And there's certain areas of gray, right? But understanding what those are, what those limitations are, and understanding what an absolute deal breaker is. Understanding what an absolute deal breaker is really important to being able to create boundaries. Like I was talking about earlier, about independence of thought, independence of emotion, being able to have our own thoughts, have our own emotions. And if you were in a relationship where any time that you talk about your feelings or any time you talk about your ideas and you get shot down or you get made fun of or you get literally just somebody just checks out and is not listening, that's probably not the healthiest of relationships. But yet I believe that it probably started in that same fashion. I'm sure that, you know, there were times when you would say something, you would let it go because you assumed the person wasn't in a good mood, or they were not, or they didn't want to hear it, or it was brought up at the wrong time, or maybe I needed to express myself differently. But what I'm advising here is that if you are entering into a new relationship and you are already seeing some of these signs in the very beginning, you got to nip it as quickly and quickly and quickly as possible. We want to make sure that we get in that and change that as soon as possible, because the longer we go down the road in a relationship where we are not able to express ourselves, the more closed up we feel, the more resentment we will have. And eventually you're going to blow. You cannot keep it all under wraps for a very long time. So there's going to eventually be some sort of argument or issue that's going to come up. And that leads me to what happens when we don't have any boundaries. Because a lot of times we don't want to create boundaries. Well, first, we might not know how to create a boundary. We might not know that it's really based on our values. We might not know that it's based on how we believe or how we feel. And when somebody oversteps that boundary and goes against our values at a high level, that's when we step up to the plate and not accept it. A lot of times we didn't know that's what it was. But then it's like, you know, so many of us didn't actually enforce any boundaries, even though we might have known our values and people might have stepped over them. We didn't do anything because we didn't want to rock the boat. We didn't want to rock the boat. We just wanted to go status quo and hoping that everything would just figure itself out. But we see that that hasn't happened. We see that really what's happened in that situation is that we're left holding the bag and we're constantly dealing with these issues day after day. And what essentially happens is that these become problems that cannot be resolved. Either one person is left not being able to communicate or have their feelings and emotions or have their values and they live their life that way, or eventually we have to, you know, open up the can of worms and have the conversation. So whether or not we create the boundaries in the beginning or we wait later and make it more painstaking one way or another, they have to be done. You know, because a lot of times too, if we don't have boundaries in a relationship, the relationship will disintegrate over time. So stay tuned. I'll be talking more about boundaries, you know, how we feel when we don't have boundaries and how we feel when we do. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy feels a deal to raise the debt ceiling is on the horizon. They're just not quite there yet.
Look, I feel closer to an agreement now than I did a long time before because I see progress. But listen, this is not easy in any shape or form.
McCarthy speaking at the Capitol this morning before heading into more negotiations. Millions of Americans are on the move for the long holiday weekend. Memorial Day air travel is at its highest level in over 3 years. A TSA official says the agency expects to screen about 10 million passengers over the Memorial Day weekend, with average wait times expected to be 30 minutes or less. The 2023 hurricane season expected to be near normal, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The official government forecast calling for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're exploring boundaries. What happens when we have boundaries? What happens when we don't have boundaries? How do we feel in a relationship where we don't have boundaries, and how do we feel in a relationship where we do? And I find those to be very interesting questions. In the very beginning of a relationship when we don't have boundaries, it can be fun, it can be exciting, it can be a whirlwind. But usually what happens is eventually we wake up, right? Eventually we wake up to the reality that, well, there's some things that are just not right in the relationship. We begin to wake up to realize that there are certain things that need to be augmented or changed. And it becomes, well, stressful. It becomes a piece of stress in our life where we have to try to understand, how do we create these boundaries? How do we really begin to live our life the way we want to live and keep the relationship intact? And that's a question that a lot of people have been asking themselves over time, from the beginning of time, right? Is that, hey, I got in this relationship, it was kind of a whirlwind, whether it's a romance or a friendship or what have you. And it was fun and exciting, and now I feel like I'm not heard. Now I feel like I'm not valued. Now I feel like my opinion isn't respected or recognized. And that could be not only challenging, but it can also be a troubling situation to be in. Because we go through this process of trying to understand how to get there. But we want to also salvage the relationship. So if you're in this position right now, let's say you're trying to salvage a friendship. You jumped in the friendship. It was fast and furious friendship. Y'all were fast friends. Everything was great. And now things are starting to kind of fall apart. We need to take the time to try to establish these boundaries based on our values now rather than waiting. Because usually what happens when we wait is nothing gets done and eventually the relationship, what? It falls apart. Because eventually what happens usually, instead of having a big argument and a fight, what happens is eventually the person or both people that feel like they are not being respected or valued start slowly with less and less communication. Over time, kind of, you know, scooting away from one another in a way that's not apparent in the very beginning, but happens over time. And that's always kind of sad, too. It happens a lot. I think it happens more than we even want to think about it. I think if you start thinking about some of the friends that you had pre-COVID, you know, now you're starting to realize how little you actually spend time with these folks. And how little you actually communicate on the phone. It's almost like two ships that have passed. Was that based on boundaries? Was that based on values? Was that based on not having it? Was it based on not having as much in common? What was it? But I figured that once we create the boundaries in how we live, there's no question. So, for example, I know, you know, some folks that I've recently worked with said that they, you know, have been friends with some folks, and they, you know, it was a fast friendship, and whatever those folks would want to do, they wanted to do. They were totally on point with it. But they didn't really like participating in a lot of the activities. It wasn't really for them, but they did it anyway because they wanted to have the friendship. But over time, they didn't want to keep doing it. So how do you finally, you know, put it out there and say, I hate going to basketball games? Or how do you put it out there, I hate going to the lake? It's really challenging when you've created a relationship based on this. And I know that some of you are like, great, Ashley, I'm in that situation right now where I'm trying to be crystal clear. I don't want to hurt feelings, but yet I want to tell the truth. And I feel like, you know, if you're going to come out and say how you feel, you might as well do it. And do it in a way that makes sense and do it in a way that's polite. But at the same point, you know, the best thing that you can say, for example, in that situation where you don't really want to do it, but you were doing it because you wanted to spend time is, hey, I'm glad that we got to do that, but I was really going along with that because I just wanted to spend time. It's not really my favorite thing. You know, whatever. That's a really much easier situation than some of you in some of these relationships where it's gotten to the point where your lifestyles are very different. When you speak up about what matters to you, it becomes a source of anger and anxiety and a fight. And also maybe the way that you've been dealing with life in the household has changed. So possibly maybe you're a person that doesn't like arguments, doesn't like to fight, but because the other person in the family dynamic, like it, that's the way that they handle things, you've gone into that mode and you're no longer acting like yourself. And this is where a lot of people find themselves, is that they're starting to live a life that they don't really want to live. They're starting to be a version of themselves that they never wanted to be. And those are things to start thinking about right now. Are there some things in my life right now where I am being a version of myself that I don't necessarily want to be? And what are those things? Is it the way that I'm addressing the situation? Is it the way that I'm not addressing the situation? Is it the way that I'm just stepping back because I don't know what to say? Being able to recognize what are some of those things that you're doing that doesn't equate with you. What are some of the very things that you're doing that doesn't really exemplify you as a person? And this is very good questions because you want to ask these questions. In order for us to be happy and healthy and to have a good life, we have to work at understanding our core. We cannot jump out of that. And I feel that if you're ready to explore this, any sort of boundary break, any sort of issue in the relationship is actually a good thing because it shines light into who you are. I mean, just like I've talked about triggers. Triggers can be very helpful. Yes, at the time, do they seem helpful? No. At the time, do we like being triggered? Heck no. But we have to really look at that. We have to think about that. When we are triggered the next time, is this triggering me because this is a boundary that I should have? Is this triggering me because it's going against my values? And interesting enough, when someone triggers you with a boundary issue, normally they trigger you because you haven't created a boundary, and so they're doing something that really, really upsets you or angers you or causes resentment or sadness. We've never established any sort of protocol, so unfortunately we're kind of stuck in that situation until we actually speak up and set the truth for what it is. And in the process of being honest, we have to do it in a judicious, justified way, which can be challenging because if you've been sacking your emotions and feelings in a sack and not talking about it because when you try, your significant other or this other person in the relationship kind of, you know, upsets you, makes you feel bad for it, this could be really challenging. Because we have to be able to communicate in a way that's not screaming, that's not angry. And it can be hard if we've been dealing with this for a period of time. And so, you know, opening up the lines of communication, you know, being honest, this does affect me and it affects me because of this. You know, this, it's important for me to do this in my life. The reason why it's important to me is X, Y, Z. And, I find it interesting because I've recently been working with some clients that literally their relationships are based on not standing up to their values. And the interesting points of contention on a daily basis is based on this. And it was interesting too because, yes, some of you might say, okay, you know what? I realize now I avoided all the red flags. They were all there. The flags were flying. I didn't do anything. Now I'm stuck. Okay, now I'm stuck in the situation. Well, you're not really stuck. Nobody's stuck. I know it can feel stuck. Everybody, you know, you can feel like you're stuck in the mud. But really, it's like, okay, so why is this upsetting me so much? So, you know, why is it upsetting me so much? Why does this upset me? Okay, it upsets me because of X, Y, Z. It goes against this value that I have. It does this. Okay, so then it's about expressing it. Now, if the person's going to shut you down for it, I mean, you have to, you know, you can only express yourself so much in a positive way without an accusatory way or not being a victim. But if the other person tries to put you down for it, or when you bring it up, the other person tries to create themselves as a victim, you know, then we're dealing with a lot more of a significant issue. Because in order to have communication, we have to be able to communicate properly. Both people in the relationship have to be able to communicate. And what I mean by communicate, I mean that we don't turn it around and make ourselves the victim. Oh, I did this because you made me. You know, we don't do the martyrism. We don't play around with manipulation and gaslighting. We try to stay true to our reality of being truthful. And if you're having someone, though, that you're dealing with that's making fun of you for expressing yourself or gaslighting you, making you question your reality, or, you know, just straight-on manipulation, you know, the concept of communication is kind of out the window, right? Because if we're at that level right now, you can sit there and push the envelope and say, hey, you know, I would really like us to sit down and talk. You know, when you do kind of make light of how I feel, it doesn't make me feel good, being that we're supposed to be married. You know, is there a way that we can talk about this? Because I would like to start exploring how we can get past the communication breakdown that we're in right now. And I find that sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. It depends on the person that you're trying to communicate with. If they have walls up and they don't want to communicate, it doesn't matter what you say. You can try it because I want you to try it because we want to exhaust all opportunities. We want to turn over every leaf, turn over every rock to make sure that we're doing the right thing. We don't want to leave anything to doubt. You never want to doubt any decisions you make in life. You want to, I mean, we all doubt ourselves to some degree, but you don't doubt yourself so much if you did everything. you did everything, you try to, you know, look under every rock, you try to do everything, you don't doubt yourself as much. And so it's like, you know, being able to explore that. One of the other things, too, that when we try to establish boundaries or reestablish boundaries or reestablish our values in a relationship, we have to be prepared that the other person might not be as thrilled with us doing that as we are. And we also need to realize that they might try to pull us into an argument or a fight. And that can be challenging, too, especially if you're easily triggered. If you're easily triggered, they could pull you into a fight. And that's the absolute worst thing possible because you're trying to explore boundaries. Okay? You're trying to explore values. But if you start raising your voice or you start getting angry, whatever that they're creating their reality in their head, if they're creating themselves as the victim reality, whatever they're creating in their head becomes truth. Because the moment that you argue with somebody, the moment that you get in it with them, especially if somebody's created a false reality, they begin to believe that the false reality is true, because if it wasn't true, why would you be so angry? Why would you be so angry if it wasn't true? Very good question. And to me, my thing is that if somebody, you know, somebody comes after you about something, I mean, think about it. Think about it from both angles. When was the last time somebody accused you of something that you didn't do and you got angry about it? It's really easy to get angry when somebody accuses you because you're on the defensive. But you're going to have to pull back from that, especially when we're trying to establish these boundaries and these values, because otherwise they're not going to take us seriously. They still might not take us seriously, but they're sure the heck not going to take us seriously if we get angry. And it can be very hard to hold your tongue. But at the same time, I want you to think about it. When you do get angry, you're getting triggered by them. Okay? What's the trigger? Why are you so triggered by them? Why are you allowing them to get that rise out of you? Why are you allowing it? Think about it. I know this is interesting. Why are you going to allow them to get the rise out of you? Even if it upsets you, why are you going to give them the satisfaction of doing it? Because some people, that's the supply. That's what they want. They want to be able to get the satisfaction of getting your goat, of getting you, of upsetting you, of tweaking you just a little bit. And so in order to not allow them to get their supply, we can't get caught up in the trigger. We have to realize that, okay, I'm being triggered right now. Okay, calm down. But why is this triggering me? Let's step back. What's being said for real? Why does it hurt me? Is it because this person's questioning me and they shouldn't be questioning me because we've been together for so long? They should know me? Because this is what always happens, is they constantly say these types of things and these arguments and we never get anywhere. And so it's a constant, you know, circle where we're constantly going back around and back around and nothing's getting solved. And some of you might be in that situation right now where you're like, man, I've tried, Ashley, I've tried. And every time I open up the communication and try and I keep my calm. Very few, though, of y'all are keeping your calm, and I know that because I work with a lot of clients, so it's like we have to really work through that process. All these pieces have to be in line to begin to offer these boundaries and values. I know it's hard, but, you know, there's a saying, you know, like spouses and people that are closest to you know how to push your buttons, right? They're good at it. So we'll be talking more about that here, so stay tuned. I'm going to give you some more tips and tricks because this is all life. And every time we learn more about ourselves, whether it's implementing a value boundary or whether it's just staying true to ourselves or whether it's just identifying a trigger, we're able to really understand ourselves and uncover more about our depth, about who we are and what we stand for. So I'm going to give you some more tips and tricks here. Don't forget to check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBerges.com, AshleyBerges.com. Also, check out YouTube. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. We have new video content and live shows every week. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been discussing, analyzing, uncovering boundaries, understanding how to create boundaries based on our values, even in relationships that have been around for a long time, even in long-term romantic relationships, long-term friendships, how to reestablish or how to actually establish boundaries for the first time. And now I want to give you some tips on how to really fulfill this obligation, just like we were talking in our last segment. You know, the first thing is, you know, just analyzing how and when am I not being authentically myself in my relationships? Okay, again, how and when am I not being authentically myself in my relationships? How are you not being you? Are there certain situations and circumstances? Is there certain times that you're not? Are there certain values that you're not upholding to? Are there certain things that you're allowing to happen that you don't feel good about that's creating maybe some shame or guilt? Resentment, fear, anger, and what boundaries or values need to be instilled in all of my relationships so I am authentically me. Okay? What are some of the boundaries that I need to instill in these relationships so that I am authentically me? And remember, our boundaries are based on our values. What needs to be put in there? What needs to be created? What do I need to adhere to? What do I need to, because it's not just in one relationship. It's in all relationships to some degrees. Yes, are some of our relationships different? Sure. But our values don't change between relationships. You know, perhaps the intensity of our relationship from our marriage to our boss is extremely different, but yet our values don't change. The next step, when you do try to reestablish or establish boundaries, value-based boundaries within this relationship, and you get hit and attacked by dissension and anger and argument, how do you deal with it? First off, you have to be calm, remember? You're not going to be able to instill any sort of wisdom into anybody's life if you're not calm. If you're arguing and yelling and screaming, it's you might as well just leave. You might as well pack it up. So you have to be calm and allow them to have their arguments or their pity party or their childish behavior, because usually that's programming out of fear of the change of the possibility in the relationship. We have to state our purpose. Why are we bringing this up? And we don't want to victimize ourselves, victimize someone else. We don't want to blame someone else. We don't want to apologize for what we don't need to apologize. We have to be honest in our purpose. We want to bring up our feelings, how we feel about it, genuinely feeling about it, not about how this person made me feel or how you are making me feel. It's like, this is how I feel about said XYZ. Okay, so it's not blaming. It's not shaming. It's just bringing out the truth. And then asking for feedback, allowing feedback from the other person. If you want them to allow you to speak, you need to allow them to speak as well. Now, usually this works, but we have to keep true to this because we have to express why we feel the way, why we haven't said anything before now. And it has to be logical, but also it can't be about you did this to me. Because in the end, us not putting up our boundaries creates realities that we're in. So if this falls on deaf ears or angry ears, and this person's giving you the silent treatment or doesn't want to hear it from you, makes you feel bad for bringing it up, I always ask you to try it again. Not in the same day, but I want you to bring it up again at some point in the same fashion. Because eventually maybe it's a security blanket for them, it's a security mechanism for them, and also they've probably been trained to not have to listen to you or accept this, or that type of talk scares them. So I ask you to bring it up again multiple times in a safe manner. And if that works, great. You know, we're on the road to establishing more of an authentic self in our life and in our relationship. And if not, you need to start looking at that relationship and really determining, you know, what value does that relationship hold in your life? Are you willing to live this life with these issues? And what your life will look like if you continue going down that path? I'm a very big proponent of uncovering everything, trying everything so there is no doubt, and being able to see everything from other points of view, seeing other people's perspectives. I hope this show has helped you. I look forward to seeing you or being on the airwaves next week as well. In the meantime, check out the website, AshleyBerges.com, AshleyBerges.com. Check out the YouTube channel as well if you get a moment. YouTube, just put Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, in the search engine. Don't forget to live your true life. I hope this show has helped you. Please share it with your family and friends and live your true life perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants,